Vayter in Shas Ve'Inchun, Daf Samech Vav, picking up at the very top of the page, the first word, we are in the middle of a sugya over here, and we brought two different prices, one from Torah's Kohanim, one from Tanaj Rebbe Shmuel. And they were coming along, how we explain the psukim of the grasshoppers. But my kemiflagi, Tanaj Rebbe Rav, Vitanaj Rebbe Shmuel, what exactly is there in Machlokas? Merosho Arachamifki. They're arguing over the status of the long-headed grasshopper. Tanit Rebbe Rav Savar, he holds Asher Lo Kraayim, when it says in the pasuk that has jumping legs is a klal. Arbe Salam Chargo Chag of Lemineo Prat, and then Kala Luparat. So we have a klal Luprat. Ein Bechlal Elamash Prat. The din is that there's nothing that's in the klal that's not in the prat. So the Arbe Salam Chargo and the Chagov, which is said explicitly, are kosher. And not only that, but from the four specifications of when it says Lemineu, we learn out Lemineu in that anything that's similar to it's going to be kosher. Dlav Lemineu, lo. It's not so much, it's not going to be kosher. Umar be didamile mishnei tzadim. It's the Tana is including only that which is similar to one of these four explicitly named grasshoppers in both ways. There's the four basic characteristics that it says. Also, does not have a long head. Long-headed grasshoppers are not kosher. Tanavari Shmal Savar Asher Lo Kraayim, when it says that it has jumping legs, is a klal. Arba Salam Chagav is prat. Limineo is chasav kala. Then it goes and says a klal again. Klal prat to klal. Iyatadana lekena prat. When you have a klal prat to klal, the lacha is that you, the way that you don it, you work it out, is only that which is similar to the specified things. That is the klal expands on the thing that's the prat, only to the extent of including things that are similar to it. Umar be kol didami le bechatzad. Therefore, Tanavari Shmuel is coming to include anything that resembles the specific grasshoppers, even one way. There's one of the four things that are going on over there. Once that's met, it's kosher, even if it has a long head. I v'had the halo dami klal lekama lekol basra. Gemara says, hold on a second. You're saying it's a klal prat to klal, but you can't compare the cloud, the first cloud and the second cloud. The first one, the one has jumping legs, not similar to according to its kind. Cloud Lakama, the first one, Asher Lo Kraayim, Amrachmana. This is one has jumping legs. It's Mashma de Islay Echo. One that has jumping legs, you may eat no matter anything else. The Leslay Lo Techo, but if it doesn't have the jumping legs, you can't eat it. Cloud Basav, and the second one says, according to its kind, is Mashma that an insect is not permitted. Either shovel by our bus, you want it. It has all four signs of the kosher things that's on the list. How can you put these two things together? These two klalim are saying opposite. They have different mashmos. Literal opposite mashmos. Tanu Rebbe Shmuel bechlalei upratik yagavna da'in. He expounds klal uprat, meaning this klal prat to klal shtickel of this type. He actually uses these, even if they're not similar to one another. Udarmina nami ba'alma, and when we say this in other places, the da'in tana de Rebbe Shmuel b'chlal liprati ki aygavna mehacha. We learned that from here. So he actually holds of this idea that you can do klal prat to klal, even though the first and second and last one are not the same. Amar mar, ishmo chagav. If you want to say that the word chagav is talking about this type of, you know, thing that's called Ishmo Chagav. He's referring to any jumping insect that's called Chagav. Then Yachol Ein Bo Kola Simonim Alalu. You would think, you may come to think, that once an insect is called by this name, it's kosher even if it doesn't have all of those characteristics mentioned above. Tamalom Lemineo. Therefore it says Lemineo, the Chagav according to its kind. Teach Atsu Bo Kola Simonim Alalu. It says all of these Simonim. Ain boss, you want to learn mechitesi. If it doesn't, where do we know? Where do we learn that he is type of insect that doesn't have of them all the characteristics are kosher? Arbe v'chargol ksiv. It says arbe and chargol. And both of them have all four characteristics. So where would you find less than that? Says Gemara, ilo ksiv salam kitakamart. If salam hadn't been written, then we would be, like you said, we could not even think that the grasshoppers lack any of these four things to be mutter. Asher the Chsiv Salam, the Rabbi Rosh Aruch, that thing is including this long-headed one. Even though that's that specified grasshopper do not have this long end, I see that it's unnecessary for a kosher grasshopper to have all of them of the specified one. So therefore, I would come to think that a chagaf should be expanded to further include a grasshopper that has any of them. And therefore, it's enough, even for a grasshopper to call the chagaf. Kamash Malah, and if it comes to tell you by adding these words, Lemineu, that only the grasshoppers that are similar to the specified ones in the basic four things are included. Mashma Hasam Da Amar Salam Ze Roshon Chargo Ze Nipal. Mashma Hacha Da Amar Salam Ze Nipal Chargo Ze Roshon. Different braises, right, are flipping things around over here. Mark Yase, Mark Yase, everything, whatever they called them in their particular towns. That's it. These are their towns, what they called it. With dogdom culture, he's supposed to be cuts, as we said, if a fish, anything has fin and a scale, it's kosher. Tadar Rabbana, an elo achshav asi legadol achel. Let's say if a fish that doesn't have fins and scales right now, it's a baby, but it's going to grow them later. What's the din? Can you go to sultanis v'afyon, like the sultanis? It's a type of small fish. It says, Rashi min dogdom ketanim belaz tunina. And the afyon, harizeh mutter, they're going to be mutter. Yesh lo achshav, also if a fish has fins and scales. Now, but it's going to fall off at the time they come out from the water. Okay, go on. Beep, turn the page. I'm a favon vase. Akunas va'afunas kisiftias va'achsiftias va'atunas hareza mutter. All these type of fish over here. Rashi says, kulam lashon parsi. And all these are Persian names. Hareza mutter is going to be mutter. Even though it falls out afterwards, as long as it's when it's in the water, it has it. Tanana, some of you got a mishanida, kol sheyeshlo katskasas yeshlo stapir, anything that has scales has a fin. Vishyeshlo, vishyeshlo, vishyesh, sheyeshlo stapir, vishyeshlo katskasas, but there are fish that have fins, but no scales. Yeshlo katskasas vishyeshlo stapir, if it has both a fin, yeshlo katskasas vishyeshlo stapir, daktar, yeshlo stapir, vishyeshlo katskasas, if it has fin and not a scale, daktar, it's going to be tame. Michti, a katskasas comes kinan. Let's see. We may rely on scales alone to say that a fish is kosher, but not on fins. Lichto v'chmon a katskasas, just write katskasas, lichto stapir. You don't have to write about a stapir at all. And we'll be fine. All right? If the Gemara, e kashachmon a katskasas, lichto stapir, we've just written scales. And it wouldn't have written about the fin. Have a mean of my kaskasis snapir. I would have maybe made a mistake to think a kaskasis was a snapir. That a kaskasis, what's a kaskasis fin? Have a mean what's a kaskasis? I thought a kaskasis is a fin when really it's a snapir. If a few died tummy and made a mistake, then it would matter even a non kosher fish as a fin without scales. Because a chmana snapir for kaskasis writes both of them. Now we know which one of them means what. Okay. Says more of a hashda. The kusav achmana stapir v'kaskasas. Once you said that, mimai the kaskasas levucho. How do you know the kaskasas is talking about a coat, like of scales? The stapir is talking about a fin, and not the opposite. The chsev v'shiryon kaskasim hu lavush. Pasuk in Shmuel. Uses the thing. It's about David and Goliath. He was wearing a coat of kaskasim. That's like this armor made of like this very tightly bound metal. And since we said the kaskasim means scales, then we're back to v'lichto v'chmana kaskasis v'los lichto v'snapir. Just write kaskasis, we don't have to write snapir. Amar v'vo v'chintana de Rabbi Yishmael, we're not making a mistake anymore. Yag dil tor v'yadir. Hashem wants it to be l'fika chirbam tor mitzos. He expands the Torah and he amplifies the Torah. He wants us to have so much to learn. Ah. Beautiful. Says the Gemara, Tana Rabbana, mimashma shenemar. Echol et sheyeshlo, from the mashmos of the statement that you may eat a fish that has a fin and a scale, shemayani al tochel sheinlo. Do not eat that which does not have that. Omi mashmos she'namar al tochel sheinlo, and the fact that it says don't eat a fish that does not have a fin and a scale, shemayani echol et sheyeshlo, I can eat with us. V'lo mashana, why would he repeat it by saying explicitly in the positive and negative form, lavor lo ba'aseh v'lo saseh. It's in order that one who eats a fish that doesn't have fins and scales will be over both the positive and negative commandments. It'll be over too. Tochlu mikola sheba mayim. You can eat everything's in the water. Matam alone, what's coming to teach? Sheyachi, you would have thought, hol v'hitter v'mefarish v'hitter v'stam. Since in the pasuk, it's mattering water shrutzim straight up, and it's mattering them stam. Then we would say the following, by both the positive and the negative ways of speaking it out. It mentions the requirement of fins and scales. in reference to these things that are found in seas and in the streams. So ma kishehitir b'mefurish lo hitir ala b'kelim. When it matters things mefurish, it's mattering the shratzim that are in water, that are in vessels. Af kishehitir b'stam lo hitir ala b'kelim. So too, when it's mattering it stam, it's mattering these things that are in water, that's in utensils. Minan rabas boros sichar maros. And where do we learn it include the matir, the shratzim that come about in the water that are in pits, ditches, and caves, or any type of in-ground storage facility that doesn't have a source, and that there's it's not like season streams. Sheshochet Rishotaman, that one can bend down and drink from it, from these things. For Eno Nimnitis, the whole back from me because of the little things that are growing in them, larva and whatnot. Tamalomar Tochlu Mikola Shabamayim. This, you may eat from everything that's in the water. Season one can eat even aquatic creature that has no fin and scale. We're just talking about the shratzim that grow in the waters, in the pits, in the ditches, in the caves. Where does it matter these water shratzim that are coming about in vessels? The pasuk says, "Es ze tochlu mikol ha-shebamayim." This you can eat from everything that's in the water. Everything has a fin and a scale in the water, in the seas, in the streams. Those you may eat. Bayam v'nechalamu. It's specifically talking about things that are in the seas and the streams. Chiesle echo delesle lotechol. That if it has a fin and a scale, you can eat it. But if it doesn't, you can't eat it. Habakelim. But if it's something that grows in a kli, avagad delesle echo. Even if it doesn't have it, you're able to go ahead and you can eat it. You're allowed to eat those things that grow in even without fins and scales. Amos, who says, maybe say the opposite. Maybe the pasuk means that in reference to the seas and the streams and the creatures of fin and scales, you can eat it. But when it's in a kli, even if it has fin and scales, you can't eat it. Because it says in the psukim afterwards, in the negative form, and everything that does not have a fin scale in the seas and the streams from all the creeping things of the water, you shall not eat their flesh. Now here it's a specific of the yom nechalim, the last lay lo techel, that a creature that does not have fin scales you may not eat. Habakelim, that implies that if it's in kelim, I forgot the last lay echel, even if it doesn't have this fin scales, you're able to go ahead and you could actually partake of it, you could actually eat it. Okay, my friends, we are not done over here, but we're going to stop over here, and I wish all y'all a great, great day.